Joining us now here on Jewish Community Radio is none other than Sam Glazer. Sam has actually been a guest on this show before, and he comes to town every so often with his live performances, and he's coming in town this Sunday, February 3rd, for a concert at Agnon Schools, their annual concert. And wow, what can I tell you? Sam Glazer's been here before, and the last time he was in town, I wanted to catch up with him, but schedule didn't work out. Sam, welcome back to Jewish Community Radio.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, you're coming to Cleveland soon, I hear.
That is the plan.
Yeah, you're coming this Sunday. Agnon School is a great local school, and they do an annual concert, and wow, what can I tell you? It's absolutely a pleasure to have you on here. The Merle and Arlene Gordon Memorial Concert Series, and they've done this since 2008. And you were last in Cleveland, what, about 6 months ago?
Yeah, I'm there about every year, and the last time I was there, I was doing some programming for Menorah Park, among others, and just had a great time.
Yeah, well, of course, now this time I hate to tell you, you're coming from Los Angeles, and it's not going to be quite as warm.
No?
Well, you know, Cleveland weather's kind of funny. We had freezing ice and snow and a lot of it, then it rained, and now we have snow coming back, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so definitely dress warm. Now, you are one of the, I'd have to say, for the people in the audience who don't know you, you're one of the biggest name performers in the Jewish world, at least in the United States, and I know you have audiences all over the world.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. How many CDs do you have out right now?
My latest is my 24th, thank God.
24th. Now, the one I play occasionally here and there is your Inspired the Best Of CD.
Okay.
And you have a lot of great songs on there. And, you know, I don't have all your CDs, but that came out in 2005. And since then, you've had a bunch more.
Yes.
So what really is your music style? I know you have quite a bit of different music that you play. You don't just do one genre.
You know, I stick to a pop rock format. I really just write the music that comes out of me. It's not so premeditated. And I think it echoes a lot of the music I grew up with, like Beatles, Stevie Wonder, Billy Joel, Elton John, you know, in that realm. With a little bit of jazz thrown in, you know, a little bit of the Steely Dan, cool chords kind of angle.
Now, when you perform,
yes,
and when you come to Cleveland, the last time you were here, you just perform with a piano. When you travel this time, are you bringing a band with you?
Yeah, I'll have a full band for this gig. I do about half and half. It's usually just depending on the size of the venue and the kind of impression that we're trying to make. The solo shows are a little more intimate and sweet, and then with the band, we can rock out a little bit more.
Interesting. Now, when you bring your own musicians from L.A., or do you work with local studio musicians?
Once again, it's about a half and half thing, but because I come to Cleveland a lot, I've got a bunch of musician buddies there.
Oh, great. I know there's a lot of people with the old Hevra. Yeah, there's a lot of people. I know a lot of great musicians who are in Cleveland, the Jewish world, and we have everybody from Simcha Mann, who does a lot of weddings also across the country, to some one-man bands who perform at all kinds of events, as well as some great musicians from the Cleveland Institute of Music and, of course, the Cleveland Orchestra. But I don't suppose you get a lot of people from the orchestra playing with you, or do you?
Not too often. I'm usually going for the contemporary music types, but I love integrating violin once in a while, so you never know.
Now, when I look at your profile, you have a site on MySpace. You have a lot of music also on YouTube.
Yeah.
And one of the really nice ones are to show people, I think, that your music is fun, and it's really for all ages. You don't just do adult concerts. You do concerts for all ages. You have one video out there I love, the Spice Box Incident.
That's a funny one.
And I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but it's really nice. It really shows how a live performance can go, and sometimes things go wrong, and how you have to improvise to keep it going and keep the audience going. Now, that one there, how old was the audience? It seems like a more younger audience.
That was a community show in Boston.
In Boston.
Yeah.
So,
you never know what's going to happen. Every show is very different.
Now, considering how many CDs you have out there, do you draw from, let's say, certain CDs for certain types of shows? I mean, do your CDs are based on kind of genre-ish, or do you kind of like go across the board?
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
I mean, for genres, when you do performance, do you stick to like a jazzy, or do you do more rock, or do you kind of like mix in the different music?
I got to tell you, Fred, I don't even like the word genre.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, that's a pigeonholing kind of thing. It's just music. It's music for people to enjoy, and most of my music, you know, I've got some secular albums out, but most of my albums are just music to touch the Jewish soul. And it's also very specifically a North American musical experience.
And we're here with Sam Glazer, who's performing Sunday, February 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Agnon School. It's a fundraiser for the nonprofit school. And there's an interesting description of you in their flyer. It says, quote, "The music is delicate, intricate, exuberant, and celebratory. It nourishes and educates." And some, you know, really, I mean, this is a quote by Matt Gurman, one-year guitarist, and who's also worked with the Beach Boys, Backstreet Boys, and K.D. Lang. So you've worked with some, well, you're in L.A., so you guess you kind of run into the L.A. musicians, in a sense.
Well, I'm sort of spoiled out here in that I've been in this business for a while, and I also run a recording studio. So I've got access to amazing players, and many of them have become my buddies. And these are the guys who are on the top tours. Another guitar player I work with plays with Miley Cyrus and Madonna. And my horn players have played with Tower of Power and Earth, Wind & Fire and on The Tonight Show and whatever. This is L.A. You know, this is kind of the normal guys that you see in the clubs.
Well, here we tend to want to hear the people who are, you know, Cleveland Orchestra and the like. But interestingly enough, one of our local musicians, Simcha Mann, he did a wedding one time and he had quite a bit of the string session from the Cleveland Orchestra at one of the weddings he performed at.
Nice.
But yeah, here, you know, Cleveland is really a great music city. And of course, when you were here, I hope you had a chance to visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I've been there twice now, and I really do enjoy going there, and I take my time going through the collection. My favorite part is where you go down to the computers on the first floor and check into what Mick Jagger's influences were, or John Lennon's influences, or Elvis's influences, and then you hear the tracks that turned them on and made them who they are. I really like the idea that all music, it's not quite right to call it original music, it's better to call it compositions, because all of us in the music business are just composing based on what our influences are, what our resources are. And I try to take the best of rock and pop and Broadway, Jewish music, klezmer, the Jewish song festivals that have come out of Israel, and it's all just kind of one big collection, you know, one big conglomeration of all the various styles. So,
and a lot of that can be seen on your MySpace account. I saw some music there. By the way, people should know that your website is samglazer.com. And the event at Agnon School coming up is 1 p.m. And there's going to be tickets available at the door. And it's a fundraiser for the school. And it's a great school. It's been around since I look up the year here. Boy, I don't have the year in front of me. But the school's been around for, I think, since 1969 or so. So
wow.
It's been around for a while. And now let's talk about a minute about what got you into the music world. Did you grow up playing guitar or piano? Or
I grew up playing both, primarily piano, and I was raised in a musical family where music and singing and all that was kind of the norm. And I started writing songs when I was about 7 and started putting out my first albums around 11.
11, wow.
And
now in those days, you had to put out real albums. We're talking about pressing wax.
Back then, I was pressing wax and releasing cassettes. That's what people were selling back then. And then I just, you know, kept working at it, kept evolving, went to music school, studied at university. And I just had this attitude that I didn't want to let anything stop me from being a musician. There's a lot of things that stop you. The need to make a living, the need to have consistent income, fear of failure, the fact that there's so many better musicians than you when you go out and start getting started, and there's just a lot of pressure. And also there's relatives telling you, shouldn't this just be a hobby, Sam? And I just didn't want to be told no. I just loved music so much and always have, and was very determined. And I still am determined. And it takes a lot of tenacity, but it really pays off, because what I get to do is go to Jewish communities around the world and see them flourishing and give them a peak Jewish experience, leave them singing, hopefully sell lots of CDs after the show, and make people happy. It's a great way to make a living, I think.
Now, you're from L.A. originally, is that correct?
Yeah, born and raised here.
So how'd you end up at the Berklee College of Music in Boston?
That's sort of the Emerald City for jazz musicians. You know, that's the place you want to wind up. Growing up in L.A., I kept hearing about, oh, this guy went to Berklee and that guy went to Berklee. And one of my all-time heroes was a guy named Pat Metheny, who was teaching at Berklee. As a matter of fact, I got to go to seminars with him while I was there, and his brother Mike Metheny taught ear training. You know, I wanted to be surrounded 24/7 by great jazz.
Pat Metheny and Mike Metheny are very, very well-known names in the jazz world.
Yeah, so I went there and loved it, but then at the same time, after a while, I realized that I also wanted to be a Renaissance man and take regular college courses and go to a school with fraternities and football teams, and I must say somewhat sheepishly that there were also no girls at Berklee, and I wanted to meet some young ladies. So I transferred to University of Colorado Boulder, where I could ski and, you know, have a regular four-year college experience, and that was really a wonderful place to spend my time. I was both a music and business major there.
Interesting. And so how did you end up starting your own band?
Well, I had bands all along. I had bands in high school, bands in college, jazz, rock, pop, whatever. Moved to L.A. after college and got into a Motown band that had regular gigs on the weekends. And then something changed in me. I sort of had a Jewish awakening where I realized I just didn't want to be playing these bars and clubs on Shabbat. It didn't feel like the place to be for a Jew. And as I grew in my own observance, I realized I had to create my own reality. I had to have my own band. I had to determine when we were playing. And I started getting called upon to do Jewish music. I was called upon to be Shlomo Carlbach's keyboard player when he would come to town. I was doing music for Operation Exodus campaign stuff. And Craig Taubman, a well-known musician, started covering my material. And it became clear to me, this was back in 1992, that I should put out my own album. So I did, and it became a hit, and I started getting calls from cities around the country. And next thing you knew, I had a tour, and I had a new career.
Wow, fantastic. And I know L.A. is a great city. I've been there many times. I have some friends in a small, unknown part of L.A. called Beverly Hills.
You got to come visit next time, Fred.
Well, last time I was there, something interesting happened. I thought this was really amazing. I was there, not the last time I was there, but one time I was there. I was there for the offer of a friend of mine. And there I am. We're going into the show. And there's somebody a little familiar. I couldn't quite place a face. I introduced myself. Hi, I'm Fred Taub. And he said, hi, I'm Dudu Fisher. Only in L.A. would you have somebody bring in Dudu Fisher to be the chazan, the cantor, at a Shabbat service before a wedding.
Yeah.
It's something you wouldn't see anywhere else.
Maybe New York.
Maybe New York. But Dudu Fisher, I was quite surprised.
Right.
And it's also the only place in the world where someone will say, "Nu, Dudu, Shachris." You know, and of course he did it. That was amazing. Great job. But LA is a great music town, of course. But you also have a lot of interesting events going on there in the music world. And one of the big events in LA, I'm curious whether you are a part of, but every year the big Chabad Telethon is all over LA. It's one of the biggest events, fundraisers of LA. Are you a part of that event?
I've done it maybe a half a dozen times.
Wow.
And I always have a great time. It's just fun to be on the stage dancing. This last year I had a gig that same night, a gig that was actually paying. So I did my show and then got to Chabad Telethon for the last hour and ran on stage and was dancing with a Hasidim and, you know, got to see my other fellow singers, and it's always a fun time.
That's fantastic. And we're here on Jewish Community Radio with Sam Glaser. His website is samglaser, GLASER.com. And he's performing live in concert Sunday, February 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Agnon School.
Yep.
And they're at 26500 Shaker Boulevard in Beachwood. And there's a big fundraiser event there, the annual concert fundraiser for the school, and they bring in some really top talent. And we've also had them on the show here, of course, as well. So, Sam, tell me, you're coming in town, you're going to be performing. How long are you staying in town for? You're going to come in and out?
It's going to be pretty busy. I'm leading a Shabbaton at Shari Tikva. Sunday morning, I am doing a special program for the students at Park Synagogue. And then my show is at 1 p.m. at Agnon.
Wow.
So it's a busy schedule, and I'm teaching all day on Friday. I'm going from classroom to classroom and working with the kids. I'm going to try and inspire them, give them some different ideas, do a little songwriting workshop with one group of musicians, and they've booked me solid, and I'm grateful for that. I like to be busy when I go out of town.
Yeah, we're pre-recording this thing, by the way, on Wednesday before, because, frankly, you're going to be teaching, you're going to be running around the whole time, so it's hard to get a hold of you, but that's great. Now, the last time I saw you, when you performed at Menorah Park just with your piano, you definitely had people dancing. And the elderly people, they were so happy. You really brought smiles on their faces. Now, that night, I was kind of passing by. I really couldn't stay. But I did see the smiles on the faces you brought. And you really do, I must say, put on a great show.
Thank you so much.
So, Sam Glazer, I want to thank you for joining us here on Jewish Community Radio. But before I go.
Yes.
Let's get some news here. You're going to have any CDs coming out soon? Anything new you want to break here on the radio show? New songs?
My new one that I am working on is I've released two albums called The Songs We Sing, Volume 1 and 2. So those are the greatest hits of Israel. Everything else that I've released is my original stuff. My brand new album that came out a few months back is called The Promise, which is all about Israel. And simultaneously, while recording that, I started work on my next one, which will be The Songs We Sing, Volume 3, and that's all great Jewish dance music.
Jewish dance music? What kind of Jewish dance music?
You know, I've got stuff to do for a wedding, so if a DJ doesn't want to just play Hava Nagila, you've got an option, you know, a really great, serious wedding mix. There's a bar mitzvah mix. There's a aerobics mix for those who teach aerobics and don't want to just play songs with unsavory lyrics, shall we say. So that is all coming, and I welcome people to sign up for my newsletter at samglazer.com, where I send out a little spiritual thought every month, let you know about the new videos and new audio that's coming out, and my tour schedule is always up there. So, and all the music, I have a jukebox with 4 hours of continuous free music, so that's always a good place to go to hear what's going on and to be in touch when a new album's coming out.
Fantastic. And by the way, I see here you're going to be, I'm sorry, wait a minute, I see here 2013 schedule, February 1st, okay, and I see January 27th in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah, that's where I just came from.
You know, we're jealous.
That was not a hardship post.
I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure it wasn't.
And because I travel so much, I have a lot of frequent flyer miles, and I managed to take my whole family. And so I had two of my boys performing with me for some of the songs and got to run around the island and jump in the water and surf and hike and just spectacular.
Jewish surf music? Actually, I have a CD of that, actually. But but I'm also seeing, by the way, just so people know here where you're performing, I see you have concerts, of course, in L.A., Texas, Nevada, Florida. So your schedule is quite open, and it looks like you're going to be having quite a few performances. I'm looking at your website here.
Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to see here what countries you've been to.
Yeah,
I don't see your tour dates listing Israel. When was the last time you performed there? I'm curious.
I'm there about every other year, so I guess it would be about 2 summers ago I was there. It's usually summertime that I go, and it's usually one big gig that'll bring me in, and then as long as I'm there, I just play anywhere for free or next to nothing. I have a great band, you know, great bunch of musician friends there, and there's really nothing better than running around the Holy Land.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, the music host of Israel, the biggest name, Ben Bresky, used to be on this station.
And I remember,
Yeah, so Ben was probably going to ask me, hey, Fred, what's Sam's number? So I'm going to pass him on your office number. But hey, Sam, I want to thank you for coming on here. Great guest. I'm looking forward to you coming in town. I don't think I'm going to be able to make the performance. My schedule is kind of tough right now. But I do appreciate you coming in here and giving us a few minutes of your time and talking about your performance.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Sam Glazer performing at Agnon School Sunday, 1 p.m.